Welcome to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I am your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team, here to lead conversations and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in our show notes and check out our website for all the blogs and guides you would ever need about MTSS. If you're a high school teacher, you understand that sense of urgency, that you're running out of time to really help your students be ready for life after high school. And that's why it's so important to approach college and career readiness through the structured and comprehensive lens of MTSS. Today, we are going to dig into this topic and share about how MTSS supports college and career readiness. And because it's a crucial goal and MTSS can play a key role in achieving it. So this framework, MTSS, provides a proactive and data-driven way to support students' academic achievement and social emotional growth, helping them build the skills they need to succeed beyond K-12. And whether you're in a large urban district or a small rural school, MTSS offers measurable benefits, empowering students to transition confidently into life after high school. So let's dig in to how we can make sure that MTSS ensures every student not only graduates high school, but is fully prepared to thrive in their next chapter. So to start, let's unpack what we mean by college and career readiness, because I think that can be a term that we needed to define, or CCR for short. It's a term that gets tossed around a lot, but underneath it lies a really powerful idea. At its core, college and career readiness is about ensuring that when students cross that graduation stage, they're not just equipped with a diploma, but with the skills and knowledge and mindset to thrive in whatever path they choose next. And here's the kicker. Readiness is not a one-size-fits-all concept. For one student, readiness might mean excelling in advanced academics and heading straight to a four-year university. For another, it might be learning technical skills for a high-demand trade or preparing for military service. It's about creating multiple pathways so that every student feels confident and capable when they leave our schools. So, from my research and talking with experts, preparing students truly involves four interconnected pillars. Let's walk through these, and I'll share some examples of how MTSS makes them happen within real schools. First, your academic skills. The foundation of readiness really does start with academics. But it's not just about memorizing the quadratic equation. It's about teaching transferable skills like critical thinking and problem solving. For instance, consider schools that incorporate project-based learning as part of their Tier 1 universal instruction. At Trinidad Garza High School in Dallas, collaborative group work and writing to learn strategies are as integral to chemistry class as they are to English. These scaffold student learning across disciplines and make sure that no one falls through the cracks academically. Second are the soft skills. What good are straight A's if a student can't manage their time or collaborate in a workplace? Through MTSS, soft skills such as resilience, communication, and self-regulation are integrated. One approach I loved comes from a South Carolina middle school where advisory blocks teach organizational habits and grit. And for students with executive functioning challenges, California schools lean on targeted Tier 2 supports like small group planning sessions to develop time management and study skills. Thirdly, career readiness is more layered than you might think. It's not just about pushing college. Students need career exploration beginning in middle school with clear pathways forward. Take, for example, Batesburg-Leesville High School, half block times. These Tier 2 interventions allow students to focus not only on remediation, but also career-related exploration. Beyond the basics of resumes and interviews, they introduce students to industry leaders and internships. Finally, there's the pillar of civic engagement. Let's not forget the push to make students good citizens. With MTSS, civic engagement often starts in tier one. Some schools have revamped social studies programs to include discussions on community issues through peer-led groups. Others invite students to track volunteer service as part of their graduation portfolios. So implementing MTSS in high schools often feels like fitting a weird-shaped puzzle piece into place, right? You've got larger student bodies, less instructional time, and more varied needs, but it is absolutely doable. A key step is using data wisely. That's a core part of MTSS. So California is a standout example again here. They've created systems for tracking early warning indicators and like attendance and grades. And that when that red flag pops up, students can seamlessly move into tier two interventions without stigmas. You can use like an MTSS platform such as Branching Minds for something like this. Another practical solution is dealing with your schedule. So you schedule with intentionality. Something as simple as creating flex periods during the day can ensure every student receives timely support, whether it's remediation or enrichment. South Carolina's high schools added intervention blocks into their master schedules, calling it Power Hour, and saw their course failure rate drop by 30% in 1 year. Here's the deal, leaders. MTSS is most successful when collaboration happens at every level. It's about breaking silos between teachers, counselors, and families. At Kings Tree Magnet Middle School, for instance, their MTSS team meets bi-weekly. Together, administrators, instructional coaches, and teachers discuss the data points and what students need, and then they involve families. One parent even said, "For the first time, I feel like a partner in my child's education, not just another face at parent night." Isn't that really powerful, just like how much you can gain from including the parents in this collaboration? But don't also overlook your student voices. Programs like student-led IEPs teach young adults skills and autonomy while offering transparency about their goals. It helps teach them their own like self-advocacy as well. So you can learn more about some of those MTSS meetings practices with one of our new guides. I'll link that in the show notes. So to wrap things up, here are three actionable steps to remember that I talked about and that you could take back to your district starting today. First, evaluate your MTSS framework for gaps. Are academics prioritized at the expense of the social-emotional learning? Do you have strategies to reach students with significant needs? Take some time to look at your data and set some new goals for next year as it relates to your MTSS. Rethink your scheduling. I mean, your scheduling is a big, huge part of making MTSS possible. Build that intervention time into the school day. And those flex periods, lunch and learn blocks, or advisory groups can make all the difference. And finally, invest in training. Teachers need that ongoing professional development because it's support for them. Because we can't expect them to implement tier two and tier three strategies without reinforcement and resources. So we're all carrying the responsibility of shaping tomorrow's leaders. And MTSS is one of our most efficient tools to ensure that no students gets left behind. Whether they're college-bound valedictorians or first-gen trailblazers navigating their way into the workforce. So thanks for joining me for today's episode of Schooling Around. I hope that you leave today with some fresh ideas to strengthen your school's efforts in preparing every student for what's next. If you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you share it with a colleague. And as always, you can let us know what you think by commenting on our Instagram or dropping us an email at podcast@branchingminds.com. And share with us how you're amplifying student readiness through MTSS. Until next time, take care of yourselves. You're doing a great job. Thanks for listening to Schooling Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcast and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn @branchingminds.